would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. I hope you got the message today. I love you. I love you intensely. And my commitment to you is unchanged. I got out today because it's been raining so much, and we had a brief moment of no rain. So I got out, ran some errands, and a subtle joy was going down one of my normal paths, which is a path that goes under a four-lane road, and there's a creek next to it, and it overflowed the path. So I was walking down to it, and I see, okay, I'm stuck. I can't go, you know, unless I'm going to walk in 6 inches of water. So I had to go get back up, go over on the road. But there next to me was at that point, it was about a three-foot-high wall, a concrete wall, and above that, about a three-foot-high metal fence. We're talking about the these three-inch diameter pole-type fence, you know, really strong. And it was kind of like, okay, well, I need to get over that, get up and over that. So it was about, you know, 6 foot to get over, and stuck my bags, because I had my, carrying my bags too, because I could stick them through the fence. And then grabbed on and stepped up, and in two steps I was over. And after I did that, I realized I couldn't do that before. My upper body strength has changed, you know, besides the legs. And it's kind of like, it was subtle, you know. Again, it's not one of these world changing things, but it was an encouragement. It was a significant encouragement to me. The other thing is I saw a discussion about, apparently there was an ad during the Super Bowl from Google, and it showed something to do with somebody asking about, show me photos of this, show me photos of that, and so forth. And where Google's trying to give the impression that they're the ones that are keeping all your memories for you. And what they used was, you know, the images from an older couple. You know, one problem is it's obscene turning your life over to a third party like that, because they're using it to control you. They're using an emotional ad in order to say, oh, give us your data because we want to control you. That's another issue. But the other thing that I think was so important is they're showing the relationship of a couple. Like, the relationship my wife and I should be having. Not via Google, but face-to-face. I'm concerned that my kids are being set up for this electronic lifestyle where everything is being done for them by Google, Microsoft, Facebook, Twitter, and so forth, as opposed to knowing how to interact with people and knowing what it's like to share a relationship with somebody that you're committed to in spite of them. You know, there have been issues with a lot of my kids. You know, there's obviously issues with Erica Lee. There's issues with Jack. Tears have disappeared, so clearly there are issues. There's been a little communications with Julia. And, of course, there's an issue with George, but apparently I'm being kept from him. And then there are the younger four. I haven't abandoned any of them. Any one of them that wants a dialogue with me, wants some interaction with me, I'm there. Anyone, for example, there are three guys I pray for daily. Jim Cross, Render Keynes, Chris Bitterman. Pray not that the Lord will fix them, the Lord will bless them. Yes, a restored relationship would be good too. Fundamentally, prayer of blessing for them. And of course, for my wife. But I think she knows that. My guess, and it's only my guess, my wife knows that I'm in love with her, that I've never turned from her, and that I want her back. She probably knows this. Why? She's unwilling to dialogue with me. I don't want to get into that. Dorothy Jane, I love you and I want you back.